Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good twilight. What, I don't know what other time zones there are, other times of the day that you could potentially be listening to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, your illustrious host today. And hey, I thought I'd kick off everything this morning with a quick story that I received on Wednesday, and this is going to segue right into just some exciting stuff that I want to talk about today. And this came in from Christine, which I think Christine's outside of the Chicago area, maybe in Chicago. And anyway, she wrote me this week and said, one day my mom woke up with purple feet. She's in her 80s and she's struggling with Parkinson's. When I called the doctor, the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed. No, that's not what the doctor said, sorry. He said the doctor told her just not to worry about it. And I was still worried. I put the mag steps in her slippers, and within 10 to 15 minutes, her feet were back to normal color. So I thought that was a nice little testimony that Christine sent in. And just want to remind everybody of what is coming up within, 48 hours from now, starting Monday. We got delayed by a week on when we wanted to kick these off, but I don't know what, we're calling them the Rhythm of the Business Weekly Calls, and it's their Monday through Saturday. There's only one on Saturday, but if you've not received this, you need to contact your upline and say, hey, why are you holding out on me? Because this is going to be an excellent, excellent tool that will be absolutely phenomenal as far as what we can do and in utilizing just a nice, simple rhythm. And these calls are all over the page as far as the content. They're all over the page as far as who's doing them. We've got people who... every background known to life is represented on this call, and the topics regarding business or product. I get to be the host of the Wednesday morning product testimonial call, and I'm hoping that we can get into a rhythm, and those of you who've got great stories on anything and everything will be able to jump on. And I haven't figured out how to drive this particular call, the number we're going to use. And just I don't have that number, else I'd give it to you today. I will tell you that watch your emails. It will be coming out. And just check out the calendar. When you look at this weekly schedule, you'll see four of them are in Spanish, which is really, really cool. I think it's four. I'm looking, maybe it's only three. But either way, yeah, if you look at the way it's broken down and, you know, the flow of what we can do with our business and, you know, utilize and plug people in, whether if they're a brand new customer, then getting them plugged into any one of the wellness previews, and the time slots for these are set up so that anybody, regardless of your schedule, can tap into these and get a variety of different presenters. Check out that schedule and really run with it. One other quick announcement, and then I want to open up the lines, because I know there are a lot of questions, and the format for today is simply this, that I always think of the old Radio Shack commercial, you've got questions, we've got answers. And I find myself spending a lot of time during the week answering and reassuring people, answering their question and reassuring that, nope, that's all you got to do. And one of the biggest things is regarding customer volume, or as we talked about last week, the qualified personal point volume, that new column that appeared, and what does that really mean, what do I really need to do, all that good stuff. And in the process of that, what we're discovering is that, and I've said this before, that the acquisition of customers covers a multitude of sins. That if you want to see your business grow, if you want to see volume increase, listening to the Tony Collins interview, good old boy from the Atlanta, Georgia area, who grew his business his first month after being introduced by 52 customers, the second month by 77 new customers, saw his volume, his personal point volume, double as a result of the restructured prices. That format of gathering customers, it's a change of pace. It's a different, it's a mindset shift in what so many of us were used to, going out and recruiting consultants to build our business. Now it's a lot of times it might be a one-time sale, getting a customer and allowing them to introducing them to one product or maybe a series of products. But now what we're seeing, especially with the prices on auto ship, we're seeing a surge of, hey, you can take 25% off of some of the nutritionals that we're using anyways. As Dave Stolzis and I were discussing this the other night, the price, that 25% discount, that puts Neekin's Nutritionals into what he called nutrition store prices. When you look at something like a jar of Jade's that normally sells, you know, for $35, you can get it for $26. I mean, that is tremendous. The Vital Balance, getting it as inexpensive as $56 per canister for 35 servings. And this is huge. And yes, I know the canister does say on it 30 servings. It's a month supply, but you know, if you measure them out, level scoops, you're going to get 35 servings out of that. But again, the point I want to make is that we have prices that are very attractive to customers, and we're seeing a decline in renewals of people that maybe they originally were introduced to Neekin, joined for $49 or $65, depending on when they joined Neekin. And they did it primarily to get the products at a reduced price. And now what we're seeing is, well, I don't want to pay a membership fee. If I can join and get the products at that price, why should I? And especially with AutoShip and the multiple different options, I introduced a friend of ours to AutoShip this week. Stacy and I, our old boss from 20 plus years ago, and all via text, three text communications. He was interested in getting more of the Vital Balance. I said, you know, if you'll give me your credit card, I can put you into this new program, and you let me know when you want it. And he texted back and said, so that we're going to give me that price, but you're only going to order it when I want it. So I set it up as a biannual auto ship, so he gets the Vital Balance for $56 a canister, and I'll just wait till he texts me again. So I don't have to put in his information. I just go in and change the frequency of that auto ship, and he gets it at the best price. So it's a win-win. And speaking with one of our customers yesterday, who needs to order a new waterfall filter, and said the same thing, and then reintroduced her to, she's very, very interested in anything that can help alkalize or get her body more into the alkaline state because of the issues she's dealing with Lyme disease and fibromyalgia. And she's very, very familiar with pH. I mean, she's one of those gurus who walks around all the time, several times throughout the day, and is testing her saliva with the pH litmus test strips, and she wants to do everything she can to get it more alkaline. And so when we were talking about the Jades yesterday, she said, yeah, I'd like to see more information on that. So there's, and that, again, when I told her about the auto ship and said, hey, this would be a great way to order every 3 months your filter for your waterfall, so you don't even have to think about, you know, or even date it, which she already does. I said, you just put it in there, and it'll automatically come every 3 months. So if you want to add the Jades to it, add a couple jars, and you'll get it at the discounted price. So it becomes very, very attractive to people to utilize that method. And I think the biggest thing, too, for me personally, is it gets us into the mindset of always, you know, I look at, you know, listening to the story of Tony Collins, which, again, it's on the Neekin website. It's the second scrolling image that comes across. Short 6-minute interview by Jeff Isom, and hearing how many customers he acquired and what we have now, not only as the financial benefits, the financial reward. And I would encourage you to break it down in numbers that, it, you know, if you're a consultant and you're working with consultants, or if you want to get your own perspective of what takes place, what the payoff, the financial payoff is, you know, when I generate $1,000 in customer volume, rather than look at it as, you know, well, I get a 25% kickback, what does that mean financially? Well, it's $250. What would you do with an extra $250? And then on top of that, what would you do with an extra $100 worth of free product each and every month? Or let's say you hit 1,500 in customer volume. You know, people that are generating and putting a major amount of customers into the system every single month, and they're hitting 1,500 on a consistent basis, what would you do with an extra $250 in free product every month? You know, what does that equate to for you and your family? And I think the thing that we so often miss is a freebie like that, a perk that's given to you as an employee, or when you hit a certain, you know, threshold, a benchmark. $225 in free product is exactly that. It's free product. This is not something you have to pay taxes on it. You're not, there's no IRS record of it. It's just free product. I mean, I can't help but think of our oldest daughter who was given two tickets to a Portland Trailblazers game last week, and her and her friend got to go. They not only got the parking included with the tickets they were given, but they also received $30 in whatever they want from the concession stands, food, whatever. And they said, we had a tough time spending it, so we decided, well, let's get, you know, food for our lunch tomorrow, and that's what they did. It wasn't that difficult to, you know, spend that because of concession prices at an arena. But the point is, here they had all of this free that they didn't, it's not commission, it's not income, it's just free. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we overlook when we realize that, oh, this is another little perk that goes along with it. And when we target those benchmarks, 500, 1,000, 1,500, and we make our mind up of what we want out of it, what's going to come out of that is it's more than just a 25% retail commission or customer commission. If we put that in the form of dollars, you know, that's $125 when we hit 500. It's 250 when we hit 1,000. It's $375 commission just from the customer profit. That doesn't include the commissions if we're senior, executive, or silver and above. That's a whole nother dynamic in itself. So that's that. I don't know how to stress that or really encourage people to go for that customer volume, because it really does. It covers up everything. And when I see someone like Tony Collins, who's a brand new gold, he's obviously, you can't get the gold just on customer volume. He's also developing three other people that go silver that are duplicating and doing the same thing he is. And it really is fun when you look at the opportunity from that perspective. And this whole shift, that with this journey that we've been on the last few months, it takes us back 40 years ago to the way that Nikan used to do this as a business. It was all based on customer sales. It was, you know, one product, the insoles. And we're coming up on Nikan's birthday, just 3 days away on March 8th. Nikan will be 41 years old since we were officially incorporated. That's a long time ago for a lot of us, and that was the format that Nikan used. So I want to open up the line, *6 on your phone line, questions regarding, I know the biggest one that we keep seeing over and over and over is, well, what do I need to do to be qualified to continue to get my commission check every month? I'm doing this as a business. I want to make sure I get paid my commissions that I'm entitled to. I'm an executive, I'm a silver, whatever your rank is. The bottom line format is $100 in customer volume. So $100 worth of sales in customer points, which is $125 at the customer price, that will ensure that you continue to get a commission check. And again, I would stress that if you've got an auto ship order, which most of us have, that if you want to keep it for sentimental value, or if you want to keep one on hand as a monthly or bi-monthly or quarterly, whatever, for your filters, you will be able to get those at a deeper discount. But I would encourage you to take the rest, and what we've done is we've put the bulk of our auto ship underneath our oldest daughter. We pay a whole 5% more on our nutritionals. However, that helps contribute to not only our customer sales, but also to that, you know, 500, 1,000, or 1,500 in customer volume, which yields us more free product. And I know as I look down our organization and see people who are hitting that 1,500, and then look back at their orders and what they're spending that $225 on, it's a lot of fun when you get to go shopping at somebody else's expense. So kind of an open forum, an open, just a mixed bag of topics, anything at all, hit *6 on your phone line and fire away. And there you have it. Everybody's well educated, and there's no questions, there's no confusion.
This is Molly Jones.
There you go. Thank you, Molly, from Dayton,
okay.
Ohio.
But first, time and the number to call, or the internet, in what form?
From my knowledge, it looks like there's going to be, looking at the emails from last week, it looks like they'll be able to, regarding the weekly calls, the rhythm of the business calls, it looks like that you will be able to access via Zoom. Go ahead.
It's Suzanne. We got a link. It's going to be Zoom, and I'm going to send it to you right now so you have it. And then you can
okay, this
it
is the one that Ben sent out yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And does that link include the phone number right on it as well? I'm looking at it
no,
now.
No, it does not include the phone number.
Okay. Okay.
Hi, Vance and Suzanne. It's Madeline. Good morning.
Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning. I want to thank you and Suzanne for doing the extra with the calendar and so forth. This is so nice to be able, in your very casual conversation style, very non-threatening, explain every Saturday morning. I think this is valuable, and I'm hoping that you're going to continue your little Saturday morning show, even though there's all these other options. As a question that I have, are you going to? Because I think it is important. It's probably less threatening, and just like you're offering the Q&A now, do you plan on continuing that? First, I want to thank you and edify you, and secondly, I just wonder if you're going to continue.
No, absolutely, Madeline. I am planning on getting back to the format that is typical for Saturday AM Live, which is simply have guests on that have a great story, like we heard 2 weeks ago from Roger and Jen Bassier, I'm mispronouncing that, from Iowa. Dr. Jen is known for they joined right about the time that the duct was introduced, and as a one who's a PhD in physical therapy and a teacher and a professor in that arena. All these different stories that are out there. So yes, absolutely, Madeline, we'll continue it. And then at the same time, after we're done interviewing guests like that, to be able to open it up for Q&A. Because I know there's a lot of things that I have questions about that I learned from other consultants in the field, part of the Nikan family. So to answer Molly's question regarding the phone number, and thank you, Suzanne, for that link. It's the same one that I already had. We will find the phone number because not everybody wants to or can utilize a Zoom presentation And I'm really hoping that I don't have to do it via that way, because I don't want to do it that way. I simply like this format of being able to do an audio call to hear these stories that are going to be shared. And I will make an appeal to everybody that on Wednesday morning, if you'd like to, the format that I'm going to use, this is Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. for my time slot, is to focus on an area of technology each week. So that will kick it off on Wednesday. Gisela Stevens, and I've asked her to share her story, focusing on magnetics, where Nikan got started 41 years ago. And then the following week, talk about water and the nutrition and so on and so forth. So I will do my best to give everybody a heads up prior and say, hey, join me. Share your story, or share a story that's come across your path. So we'll watch for that number. Watch your emails, and I will do my darndest today to get an email. I know there's one out there. I just don't know what it is. Yes, go ahead.
Did you say your call on Wednesday is going to be?
Yeah, it's part of the weekly rhythm of the business, the new calls that are commencing on Monday. And looking at the calendar myself, I'll pull that right back up here. They'll all be at 8 a.m. Every single day, so that's 11 a.m. out on the East Coast, followed by one at 10 a.m. And again, you look at the different colors will help you identify which ones that we can plug into.
Is Suzanne still on the line? Suzanne, are you there?
I am.
I'm curious. I know you're doing another one at another time, and Vance just shared what he's doing. Can you share what you're going to be doing?
Well, there will be a PowerPoint presentation that will be shared on Saturday morning. It will be on a Zoom, but I agree with Vance, not everyone will be able to access that at all times, so we should be getting a phone number for people if they want to just listen in. So that's to come hopefully in the next day or two.
So then each person will facilitate in their own way, like you will, and Vance will do his method of presentation, and then it'll be following what Ben presented last week, a half an hour, certain criteria and so forth that's been agreed upon. Is there a criteria?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Very good. This is absolutely wonderful.
And Madeline, you bring up a great point, is that what Ben presented, I think that was last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, and if you haven't seen that, Dave Johnson sent out the YouTube link for that, of how to utilize and what to expect with these. They will all be 25 to 30 minutes in length to honor people's time. And again, as we mentioned, different presenters, different topics. Look at that calendar. And I would encourage you, and this is something that I'm encouraging myself, is don't just look at that and say, okay, I want to get on this one and this one. This looks interesting, and just, check it out. Come to the party prepared and with people. And, it's always more fun to show up at an event with somebody that you know is going to be there. So invite your customers. Invite some of your consultants that might need a boost, on a subject of, who else to learn how to, gather customers than from Gary Bolden. There's a gentleman that, if you've not heard his story, it's been absolutely a complete turnaround in his business in the last couple of years. And huge, huge growth for a guy who was, having to maintain and buy products every month to maintain his organization. And now they've grown by leaps and bounds. Let's figure out how to do that. What is he saying to people? Well, he's willing to share that, and then you have options like product training or prospecting tips with Carrie Percy. So all kinds of different things, but the key is utilizing this for growth, not just something to occupy more of our time, because we could spend all of our time getting on calls. But it's far better than when we can introduce other people to it. And sometimes you might need to three-way somebody onto the line, or just give them the information and remind them a few minutes prior that it's coming up.
Do you know if they're going to be an hour? I didn't pay attention, I guess. An hour in length, or like Dave had 30 minutes?
No, Bobby, all of these calls will be 25 to 30 minutes in length. Period.
Because I have commitments a month on Wednesday. One of them I can jump off for 30 minutes. Okay.
Excuse me, Vance. This is Denise from New Orleans. I was wondering if the letter you're talking about would have been Ben Woodward's Zoom broadcast correction 7 days ago, because it has the telephone number on there also, other than the Zoom link.
Yeah, I believe that's the most up-to-date version of the calendar.
Okay, so I could give you that number if you'd like it.
Yeah, why don't you, would you mind, Cindy, going ahead and just emailing it to me? Because I think I've got it, but I need to double check to make sure it's the same one.
Okay.
But if you've got it right there in front of you, I know there's two numbers usually listed.
If
you want to give out one, go for it.
Okay, it's plus 1-415 area code 762-9988. Or it's 646-568-7788. And the webinar ID is 976-690-439.
What is the last part?
Webinar ID number again?
Is 976-690-439.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And again, watch your emails to see that that number and also the link if you want to access it via Zoom so you can watch the presenters. That's another option that we have.
Vance, your Dave Green Zines PDF didn't download.
Okay. Can you send me an email? Because I've got one that's even better than that I included yesterday that Dave Solstice put together. And I will send that out. And I don't think it's in a PDF format. Let me find it here.
What's your email address?
It's V.S. Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, 995@gmail.com.
My email changed also, so
okay.
You need to
go ahead and send me that, and then I will send you what I received yesterday afternoon from Dave. It's just a fantastic overview of what Brody Craney presented, along with the equivalent that I had found. 3 teaspoons contains, you know, what 3 teaspoons of the jade is equal to, and then the reminder that to not use a metal spoon if you are mixing it. That's better just to swish it around in a cup, or use a plastic spoon because the metal does interfere somehow.
I usually put it in my Vital Balance shake.
Yeah, and that's what we hear most people are doing is mixing it in with other things and getting it in first thing in the day. I take it and have for years. I think ever since it was first introduced, I take a half a teaspoon under my tongue, along with my immunity. I dump one capsule in under my tongue, and that's the way I let it dissolve that way. And again, as a reminder, I know I've said this a zillion times at least, maybe not a zillion, but anytime you take any nutritional item and put it under your tongue, you bypass the digestive glands and it absorbs through the saliva ducts and gets into the bloodstream faster. Something like the jade greenzyme, seeing that it's an enzyme, it's from pure barley, you can get benefits both ways. Getting it into the gut helps to process out, being that it is a live enzyme, it helps to process out and get the body functioning and helps getting the body more into an alkaline state. So it's a win-win regardless of how you take it. And I encourage you to check it out. Do whatever method is best for you. But this is a wonderful, as we know it's described as nature's perfect food. And when you listen to the presentation by Brody Craney talking about Dr. Hagiwara's own journey, his own struggle, being sick, and how he discovered the so many benefits of a product like barley and what it does.
I really enjoyed listening to that.
It's a fantastic presentation, and you can use that to help educate other people and say, you know, this is something that every family should be on and utilizing because it's so inexpensive. I mean, I think, again, a jar for our family lasts 5 weeks, and how much we benefit out of that, all five members of our family, and what we've gained from it. I can't help but think of, you know, the old slogan, may we never know what we're preventing, just from simply something like that.
How often do you take that, Ben?
I unfortunately, and this is terrible to admit, I only take it first thing in the morning. Although when I know I'm dealing with something and my body's not at 100% or my voice is kind of off or, you know, got a runny nose, I will take it two or three times more throughout the day. And it's the same thing with any member of our household. Would just take more of it. You can't overdo it.
I've got bronchitis for the third time within a month and a half.
Yeah,
and I'm just wore out.
Yeah. And the Jades, if you take it two, three, four times a day, will help, you know, rocket launch your body back into the state of being at 100%.
Because I'm definitely not getting rid of it.
Yeah.
It's still hanging on somehow, and it's wearing me out.
And the beautiful thing about a live enzyme like this, it helps to put the body more into a state of alkalinity and really, really sets up the body to win. So, yeah, I will get, I'll get this, I'll just put it out in an email today because I wish I would have had this yesterday when I sent out my email and get this out to everybody because this is a great two-page document that really sums up what, you know, Brody's presentation about the Jade Green Times.
And I have one more question.
Yes.
On this Neekin, we got some Neekin free customer registration cards from Linda Morris. If they want to register themselves online, how do they do that?
Well, if you send people a link to your website, there's a couple ways.
They can do it off my personal page.
They can do it if you sent them a link to your website or you copied and pasted your website into an email and they click on it, right there at the very top, one of the tabs says join now, I think, or join Neekin, and they just simply click and, you know, as a customer, they cannot register as a consultant. That I don't think that option will ever be available again. Too much fraudulent, goofy activity going on. But as a non-customer, they can simply just put their information in and boom, they're good to go.
Okay, because I'm going to try to be doing an expo in Phoenix. And so I'm trying to get everything, all my little duckies in line.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, and just utilizing your email address, but your website address, and I would encourage you to make it something that's very simple. Ours is just, you know, www.neekin.com/Vance Stacy. That's it.
How do you do that?
Well, you go into your personal settings.
Mm-hmm.
When you click on that underneath My Business, go into your website options and click on Personal Settings, and you just change the URL address. Just put a new one in that box and click Save.
Oh, so it'll be just your name and they don't need that number.
Exactly. They don't need to use your ID number.
Okay, so you go into your personal settings under website options?
Yep, underneath, let me bring it up here real quick so I'm not speaking Greek to you. Underneath My Business, and then down near the bottom, third one from the bottom, personal webpage, and then right there, Is personal settings. It's the first one. It's got a little icon of gears. You just simply click on that, and the top one is set personal web page username. And there's a box there that you type in what you want. Right now, everybody should default to their own ID number, and you can change that to put your name in there, or put
your name,
Wellness Beyond Belief, or whatever you want to put in there. It doesn't matter. And I had also down, let's see, what is it, three, four boxes down where it says Find My Consultant. You definitely want to be clicked in on the opt-in option there. You don't want to be on the opt-out. The opt-in category will make sure that you are opted in or you are in the loop to receive Nikam leads. And we've gotten a bunch of wonderful business from this.
Thanks for that. That's really
You want to be opted in.
Right.
Yeah. There's people all the time that contact Nikam that do not have a consultant. And they heard about it from somebody, or they were a consultant or a customer years ago, and they just randomly get selected and they get assigned to us as customers.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
So, you're welcome, Cindy.
And this is Cindy. I was wondering if you would send out all those times when the different people will be talking, the schedule.
I will do that. I will send out the calendar again. If you're in my business list, you receive my weekly email, I'd be happy to do that. And if you're not, again, just drop me an email at VS Rogers, that's Vance Stacy, V as in Victor, S as in Sam, ROGERS 995@gmail.com. And just say, add me to the business list, and I'll make sure that... you guys get that.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Dan?
Yes.
This is Linda. I need clarity about the auto ship for our future. Are you saying that it's best for us to take those points and give them to a customer? Is that how
yes.
we should be doing it?
And I was so hoping that you'd bring this up, because I'm having lots of fun. Helping, re-educating myself, I think, is more of the what I have fun helping people understand that we do not need, nor have we ever needed, to have a personal auto ship. We talked about this for years because we weren't in the mode of customer acquisition, that we were always told that, hey, to ensure that you are always qualified, you're always active, you want to have at least 100 points on auto ship. Well, if we have a customer base of AutoShip, or if we're gathering customers and we're gathering at least 100 points or $125 in customer volume, then that takes the place and that actively qualifies us. So our AutoShip, our personal AutoShip, we can put that underneath of a customer's ID number, still maintain or obtain a 25% discount, which is 5% less than wholesale or less than cost, and on all the consumables, the nutrition, the skincare, and the duct. And again, but as consultants, if you want to get the discount on all the other consumable items like CM cream or like the filters, both air and water for the shower, for the aquapores, the waterfall, we can get those at, you know, below cost. If you put them on a consultant auto ship. But those are usually a quarterly or a biannually replacement when it comes to the filters. So I would encourage you to take your monthly consumption, your unique and nutritional consumption, bury it underneath of a customer. You know, sign up a relative or, you know, a kiddo or somebody like what we've done. It keeps it clean. You know, we get to double dip basically. We're adding to our customer volume every month. And I mean, why not? It's the new format, and it's building our base, and our customer base is what we want. I liken it a lot to, if you know, my mom had a restaurant for 6 years, and you know, if it was just her and dad and their three boys, and you know, close other friends or family members, if we were the only customers, it really isn't a restaurant. It's more of, you know, mom's great cooking in the kitchen. But by having, you know, or, yeah, and by having employees, if the employees are the only ones eating there, you're not turning a profit. You're not having customers. And that's what we need to be about. And these people that have always done that, I think of the Divorsters in Houston or Barb Satterwhite in Virginia, or, you know, get what Gary Bolton is doing, or Lonnie and Wita Garrett down in Waco, Texas, they've always had a big customer base. Well, now, especially with these prices, it just makes sense. And we don't need to encourage people to spend $99 to become a member to get another a discount. That's silly when the prices are what they are.
I have a follow-up question, if that's okay.
Yes.
Are we still suggesting to new customers the $100 philosophy, or can it be any amount? Can it be less? Can it be just maybe green zymes every month, or
and that's the beauty of the auto ship for customers. There is no minimum or maximum. For us as consultant, we need to do a minimum 100-point order before we receive the 10% discount. For customers, there is no minimum requirement. They can get a 25% discount on something as simple as a roll of duck. Instead of spending $15 for that roll of duck, they can get it for 11 and a quarter. I mean, that's a $3.75 savings right there just by putting it on auto ship. And, well, obviously, you're probably not going to go through a roll a month unless they've got active teenagers that are in, you know, athletics. So put it every other month, or put it quarterly, whatever they want to do. And the feasibility and the options to change it and modify and tweak it, they can do that as often or as seldom as they want to.
Dan?
Yes.
This is Judy again. I was wondering, if my daughter lives out in Virginia, can I have her under auto ship, but having it sent here to my address?
Absolutely. You can, once you tailor make it, the gentleman that I helped set up his auto ship this week for Vital Balance, he's going to be moving in the next couple months. So even though his account is registered for their address in East Texas, we'll shift that, and we can ship it anywhere. And we don't even have to change his address, which we will, but that requires me to mail or fax in a address change form. But the neat thing is we can just set that up, and wherever it's set up to ship to, we can do it. And it doesn't matter whose credit card it's being charged to. Deacon doesn't care. It doesn't matter one bit.
Now, would you put her name and then my name in care of?
You can do it that way. You can list both names on it, or you can just list your name. It doesn't make any difference. It's pegged to that customer ID number. It's kind of like if you walked into Costco or Sam's Club and you were using somebody else's card. Technically, you're not supposed to do that. But with Nikon, they don't care. There is no such thing anymore as a preventative sales department. All right? That department does not exist. Whatever we can do to solicit sales underneath customers' ID numbers, it's a win-win.
Yes, do we have to contact Nikon to cancel the auto ships that are under a distributorship?
Underneath of a consultant ship?
Ron,
is what you're asking? Yeah, it's you just go in and pull up your auto ship order, and the neat thing now that they have changed is there's no minimum requirement of how many months we have to keep it in order to get that 25% as a customer or the discount that we get as consultants. You just click delete and cancel it out. It's that simple.
Thank you.
You don't have to. That's one of the things that was launched and introduced on February 2nd for the customers in the auto ship program. Is we can do it all online now.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Ron.
Lance, I just changed my email or my...
Your personal web username?
Yes.
Okay.
And when I go into that, it just takes me to a page that says consultant customer ID email address.
Okay.
But I don't see anything about registering as a customer on here.
If you're on your website, It should be Join Now at the top of the page if you're viewing your website. One of the main things on the toolbar.
No, there's no toolbar on here.
Okay, so you're not logged in as a customer then, or you're not on a customer page?
Apparently not. I go into my Nikon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me do this real quick.
And Jimmy, this may require some tutorial time, you and I on the phone, to walk through it, and you can send me the link to your website, and we can both be on the same page at the same time.
Yeah, I'm on here, and there's no toolbar, so.
For customers that they learn the very first things about registering and have them order things, we use www.nikon.com.
Yeah.
Not iNikon.com.
Yeah, so if it's, Cindy, if it's remembering on your computer there, if it's remembering the MyNikon website, that's what it's defaulting to back to your
consultant. You know,
yeah, to the consultant page rather than the customer page.
All right, well, that's good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your last name after www.nikon.com?
/ and then whatever you have in the URL address.
Yeah.
Okay, these are great questions. Thank you, everybody.
Does it count? Fine. Okay, here we go.
I'm not laughing at Cindy. I'm laughing with her because I have been there before.
Frustration, right?
Yeah. Well,
it's just to find a consultant on here.
Yeah, that's you're on a different page. I know which page you're on, and you're on a different one.
I wonder how I do that.
Hey, Vamp.
What magic am I making tonight?
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, a while ago you were talking about the opting in for getting customer referrals, and I don't know if they're still doing it that way, but just a heads up, everybody should check their page, because at one point it was automatically opted out. And if you didn't actually go in and change that to opt-in, you wouldn't be on there.
Yes. It automatically, as Chris is mentioning, it defaults to opting out. And I don't know why it does that, but I think it's part of it. It's just to remind everybody that you want to be proactive to receive the leads from Nikon.
And it seems like there's something else in there that you need to opt into, if I remember right.
What it is.
So scan the entire page and see everything you have available to you.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody is assigned a customer through Nikon, are they given a password at the same time?
Just like when you register a customer, they're given an ID number and a password. It's emailed directly to them, and they, in fact, use that to log in as a customer.
Okay, thanks.
Whereas when we register a customer, we pick a password for them. We assign them. And I would encourage you, as you're registering customers, to use a simple format, whether it's their last name followed by number one, or maybe you make them all your last name, to make it simple. Because you can use the same password for multiple customer accounts. It doesn't make any difference. You pick something that you can remember so that way you can log in. For example, and by the way, let me give you a quick update that I learned from Brenda Ogden this morning. When customers are asking, I ordered that waterfall during the 40% promotion, and I heard that the latest email was that it'll be the first week of April. If you want to be able to log in underneath your customer to see, maybe it has shipped, or you're not sure, you can look at the product tracking. You can manage all their orders from once you log in. As a consultant, you can't see what your customers are, they're doing. There's certain things you can, but by logging in underneath their ID number, you can see everything, a whole plethora of stuff. But on that, just as an FYI, there's a container arriving the third week of March that does have some waterfalls on it, and then there's another container arriving the last week of March, the fourth week of March, and it will have the remainder to fill, waterfalls to fill all of the back orders. There were over, just over 1,000 back ordered waterfalls. So when you look at what we normally sell in a week's period of time, or in a, even a month's period of time, the number of waterfalls, over 1,000 people. One of the customer service reps I spoke to, she said that almost all of the orders that Nikan put in for new customers included waterfalls, and she said some of them included more than one. So it really obliterated the inventory. So people, if people want an update, if your customers want to know the status of that waterfall back order, tell them that they could be very well be seeing it the latter part of March, but worst case scenario, the first week of April, unless they live, you know, way up in the New England area where they get to, or the upstate New York, you get to chalk on an extra few days shipping because of UPS ground. You know, be looking for it the first part of April. All right, gang. Well, hey, hopefully this has been helpful. I you know, we need to do these this format more often so that we have lots of time to ask questions. I'd encourage you, if you've got questions like this that you just don't quite understand, get a hold of your upline, because sometimes it just is a royal pain to set on hold for as long as we get to set on hold with Nikan to get questions like this answered. You can always utilize the feedback form, the little banner on the lower right-hand corner of the screen, or simply type an email to distrel, distrel, at nikan.com is another way to get questions answered regarding anything and everything. And usually there's about it's about a 24-hour, you know, turnaround time on getting questions. I've got some fantastic information over the years from doing it that way. May not always be the fastest, but at least it's a good solid answer to a lot of the questions we have. So if I can encourage you to really, looking at the month of March, it's the 5th, we still got 26 days left of March, really go back to your customer base, to your list of names, to anybody and everybody that you've ever introduced to Nikan. Tell them about the customer program. Former consultants or existing consultants that you know that they're probably not going to spend the $79 to renew, educate them on what we have to offer as customers, especially the auto ship with the 25% discount. I mean, and with the new prices we have, people really get excited. Those of us who have been in Nikan for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, we tend to really get excited when we see what the prices are now compared to what they used to be. And the more we help people understand the ease of access to the website and to be able to continue getting these amazing, wonderful nutritionals and consumables at these prices, it is absolutely fantastic. So on that note, I want to remind everybody that Ben Woodward is doing a call live from Bastrop, Texas this morning. And if you don't have that phone number handy, I'm going to give it to you right now. It's the regular morning rev number, area code 218-548-3988, and the code is 83854-POUND. Again, 83854-POUND is the code, and the phone number, area code 218-548-3988, and Ben will be doing that live from the presentation that he's doing at an event in outside of Austin, Texas, with Rick and Paige and Liz Coker. So always, I never get sick of Ben. I dial in all the time. He's always got great insight and wonderful illustrations and all that great wisdom that he brings to us in the field. So have a great weekend, everybody. I look forward to jumping on the weekly calls with you. And if you've got a great product story that you want to share, either email it to me or jump on the line on Wednesday. And I guarantee you that if you'll utilize this and plug people into it, you'll really get you'll get to see the not only the rhythm of the business, but the fun aspects of what it is to build Meekin. So check your emails. I will do my best to get the phone number and get all those numbers, get it all in one place so you can access it either via your computer or via phone. And again, take advantage of this because it's going to be a wonderful tool to utilize to educate and to motivate our contacts. So,
Ben?
Yes, Alfredo.
Hi. Just a question concerning the Meekin Family Magazine. Is that still being offered, printed?
No, the magazine went by the wayside quite some time ago.
Really?
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything is now online, digital. And you know, it's viral, basically. If you want to see where our culture is at, just look at how quickly things will be on YouTube, or, you know, people send stuff around on Facebook, and within a matter of days, you know, you got over 1 million views on certain things. And that's what we've shifted to.
Okay.
That's just kind of where everything's at. So... And on the catalogs, I know that there's something going on behind the scenes in the works, and we'll have something printed soon for those of us who still want a printed page rather than, you know, online.
Yes.
So, well, have a great weekend, everybody. Look at that. We finished with 2 minutes to spare.
Vance.
Yes, go ahead.
This is totally off topic. Have you ever interviewed or had, you know, I didn't catch all of your stories over the years, but anybody that had Huntington's disease?
And do you know what family that condition is in, what it's similar to?
It's in the, sort of like the Lou Gehrig's and AMS and in that area.
You know, I don't think I've ever interviewed somebody specifically with that. But I've interviewed many of people that have the other, you know, autoimmune disorders like Lou Gehrig's or lupus or Crohn's or, you know. So, but if you come across somebody or if anybody else does, and again, specifically with anything that's a major life alteration story, please pass on their contact information to me, either text, email, or, you know, pick up the phone and call me. I'd be honored. Be honored to share their story with the rest of the field.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, you're very, very welcome. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the weekend. As always, if there's anything that we can do on our end, don't hesitate contacting us. We'd be happy to serve, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you. Thank